Imagine feeling perpetually stuck in a cycle where life happens to you rather than through you. This is the essence of what David Emerald calls the dreaded drama triangle, DDT, in his transformative book, The Power of TED. This framework has saved marriages, facilitated healing among genocide survivors, and become essential reading in addiction recovery programs. Why? Because it illuminates the invisible prison many of us live in, a psychological pattern that keeps us reacting to life's problems rather than consciously creating the life we desire. What if a simple shift in perspective could transform your relationships, work, and inner peace? The journey from victimhood to empowerment begins with recognizing the drama triangle that might be operating in your life right now. At the heart of human suffering lies a destructive pattern identified by psychologist Stephen Karpman called the drama triangle, featuring three interconnected roles that poison relationships. The victim occupies the triangle's core, feeling powerless with a poor me mentality. This victimhood stems from what Emerald calls the psychic death of a dream, the loss of something valued like freedom or identity. The persecutor represents whatever the victim blames for their suffering, typically former victims who fear becoming victims again, like Scarlett O'Hara declaring, "I will never go hungry again." The rescuer completes the triangle, appearing helpful but actually reinforcing the victim's powerlessness with a poor you attitude. Though well-intentioned, rescuers increase dependency while boosting their self-worth through being needed. What makes this triangle truly dreaded is how easily we shift between these roles. A parent can move from rescuer to persecutor to victim in a single interaction. Underlying the drama triangle is the victim orientation, a mental standpoint directing our life path. This orientation works through a cycle. We focus on problems, experience anxiety, and trigger reactive behaviors, fight, flight, or freeze. When our reaction temporarily reduces the problem, anxiety decreases until the problem returns. This explains why issues like weight management or relationship conflicts often improve temporarily before relapsing. The fundamental delusion is believing we're reacting to problems when we're actually reacting to our own anxiety. While this response served evolutionary purposes, most people sleepwalk through life in this orientation, unaware how their reactions perpetuate suffering. The opposite of victim is creator. This insight represents a shift from reactivity to conscious choice, from focusing on problems to envisioning desired outcomes. In the creator orientation, we focus on what we want to create rather than what we don't want. The creator's inner state involves passion, love, and heart's desire, emotions that flow naturally when focusing on meaning and purpose. This passion energizes baby steps toward desired outcomes. Three key differences distinguish the creator from the victim orientation. 1. Attention. Creators focus on what they want versus what they don't want. 2. Intention. Creators aim to manifest outcomes versus escape problems. 3. Results. Creators achieve sustainable versus temporary solutions. This orientation isn't about positive thinking or denying reality. It's about directing attention toward desired outcomes while honestly acknowledging current circumstances. A creator might focus on arriving relaxed and on time rather than avoiding traffic. Emerald calls the force that transforms vision into reality dynamic tension, the natural pull between vision and current reality. Like stretching an elastic band between two fingers, this tension pulls current reality toward vision. This tension isn't negative, but rather the creative force propelling action. Just as a bow must be drawn back to launch an arrow, creative tension generates momentum for transformation. The key is truthfully acknowledging current reality while maintaining focus on vision. This process can produce what Emerald calls the twin sisters, synchronicity and serendipity, helpful coincidences appearing just when needed. Just as the victim orientation manifests as the dreaded drama triangle, the creator orientation manifests as the empowerment dynamic, TED, a healthier pattern of relating. In this triangle, each role counteracts its poisonous counterpart. Creator counteracts victim, challenger counteracts persecutor, coach counteracts rescuer. The creator forms the central position, claiming personal power to choose responses to circumstances. Unlike victims, creators cultivate power to and power with rather than power over others, seeing everyone as fellow creators. Challengers provoke creators to take action, calling forth growth and learning. Unlike persecutors who trigger reactions, challengers elicit responses that encourage development, either constructively sparking improvement or deconstructively helping us learn from difficulties. Coaches support creators without trying to fix them. Unlike rescuers who drain power from victims, coaches leave power with creators, facilitating progress. They need no professional training, just the ability to see others as whole and resourceful. Using dynamic tension, they help creators clarify vision, assess reality, and identify baby steps toward their desires. The pivotal moment in transforming from victim to creator occurs at the choice point when we consciously decide which orientation to embrace. The key question driving this shift is, what do I really want here? This question redirects focus from problems to outcomes, activating our inner creator. Two powerful transformations include: from persecutor to challenger. Behind anger lies something we care about. When someone reacts defensively, they're likely perceiving you as a persecutor. Clarify your intention. If you aim to challenge someone to learn, acknowledge any negative impact while recognizing their power to make their own choices. From rescuer to coach. Rescuers see others as needy and powerless, while coaches view them as creative, resourceful beings capable of achieving their desires. Rather than giving advice, coaches ask, "What do you really want here? If you could have or do or be anything your heart desired right now, what would that look like?" Maintaining the creator orientation requires practice through daily gratitude, seeking guidance, and planning achievable baby steps that are 100% your responsibility. While the victim orientation creates a vicious cycle, breeding hopelessness, the creator orientation offers a virtuous cycle of growth. Life becomes a learning laboratory where challenges present opportunities to strengthen our creative muscles. As Emerald notes, human beings must create. It's hardwired. The question is, are you creating consciously or sleepwalking through life simply reacting? This fundamental drive manifests in artistic expression, problem-solving, relationships, and daily routines. Embracing our creative nature transforms us from passive recipients to active shapers of our experience. This perspective echoes Viktor Frankl's insight that while we cannot control all circumstances, we always retain the freedom to choose our attitude, an inner freedom available even in the most challenging situations. The creator orientation doesn't promise a problem-free life. Challenges still arise, but creators view these experiences as information rather than failure, as opportunities rather than reasons to give up. They ask, "What can I learn from this?" instead of, "Why me?" By choosing to be creators and seeing others the same way, we can transform our personal lives, organizations, and communities. Each moment presents an opportunity to step into creator mode, focusing on desired outcomes rather than problems.